Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, May 7th. What a new analysis found about what could be the real COVID-19 death toll around the world, and the latest findings about COVID vaccines for kids. Also, look out for space debris. A piece of a rocket as large as the Statue of Liberty is expected to hit Earth this weekend, but most experts say there's no need to worry. We'll explain. Plus, we're talking about COVID-sniffing insects, the average gift amount for this year's Mother's Day, and how one profession is using No Pants Day for a good cause. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it looks like COVID-19 may have been twice as deadly as we thought. At least that's according to the highly influential Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. Scientists there looked at death rates from the last 14 months and compared that to what's typical in a non-pandemic year. Then they adjusted the numbers for a handful of other factors related to the pandemic, like people putting off health care or an uptick in drug overdoses. And what they found was the worldwide COVID-19 death toll is likely more than double the official count. The study suggests nearly 7 million people died from the virus worldwide. About 905,000 of them were here in the U.S., and that's compared to 580,000 on the official COVID death toll. Researchers think the true number of COVID-19 deaths in India is about 3 times higher than what's been reported. In Russia, it's likely 5 times higher. And in parts of Asia, it could be 10 times higher. The director of the research team says he thinks it's just been very tough for countries to accurately track the deaths during this pandemic, since they're more focused on taking care of patients than data. Other experts agree the deaths are widely undercounted, even though some have different numbers in their estimates. So the researchers say they hope the new study will help people better understand the impact of COVID-19 and how much damage could still be done if the pandemic is not controlled all around the globe. Well, not only does it look like kids are closer to becoming eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, it now looks like they could have some options soon. Moderna is the latest vaccine maker to say early data shows its shots prove to be highly effective in children 12 and older. Specifically, the company says in its latest trial that included more than 3,000 adolescent volunteers, its vaccine was 96% effective. And there were no serious safety concerns that popped up, just mild temporary side effects like headaches and fatigue. Remember, Pfizer has also reported its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a similar age group. For that one, the FDA is expected to give the green light next week, and Moderna will probably ask to get authorization for everyone 12 and up soon instead of just adults. Both companies are still testing their shots on even younger kids, starting at just 6 months old. And the goal is to start getting the youngest kids vaccinated as soon as this fall. Sadly, we have another school shooting to tell you about. But this time, the one good thing is everyone is expected to survive. It happened in the small town of Rigby, Idaho. Authorities say a sixth grade girl brought a gun to her middle school. She pulled it out of her backpack and opened fire several times in a hallway. She shot 2 students and a custodian before a teacher was able to get the gun away from her. Law enforcement officials took her into custody. And now they're trying to figure out why she did what she did and where she got the gun. So far, prosecutors have not decided what they might charge her with, but they say it could be attempted murder. The kids who were shot are still in the hospital this morning, but they're said to be doing okay. The custodian was treated and allowed to go home already. Today, schools in that district are going to be closed, but counselors will be available for students. A part of a large Chinese rocket is hurtling back to Earth, and it's expected to crash sometime tomorrow. The Pentagon says it's keeping an eye on this, but that at this point, it's almost impossible to know exactly where it's going to hit. It's a pretty big piece of space debris. In fact, it's about as tall as the Statue of Liberty. But at least one group says we probably do not need to worry. The nonprofit Aerospace Corp thinks the debris will likely hit the Pacific Ocean. And other experts have also said there's almost no risk of anyone getting hurt or of it causing much damage since so much of our Earth is covered in water. And this is not the first time something like this has happened. In fact, just last year, part of another Chinese rocket landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Another one came down in 2018. It crashed in the South Pacific, and again, no one was hurt. It's not clear exactly why this keeps happening, but the White House says it's now urging all countries to explore space responsibility. Much more news is coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Noom. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program based in psychology to help your aspirations become reality. Because with Noom, it's not just about losing weight. You're building the habits to actually keep it off in the long term and accomplish any of your other personal health goals. Maybe you want to have more energy, enjoy exercising again, or simply feel good about your daily choices. Whatever it is, Noom can help. And it's convenient along the way. Noom knows everyone is busy, and that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for about 10 minutes a day. In fact, Noom works with your lifestyle and is forgiving. They know you're human, so it's okay to go off track today and just get back on track tomorrow. So are you ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial with Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Apparently, insects can be trained to sniff out COVID-19. We're not making this up. Scientists in the Netherlands have trained bees to identify the scent of the disease. The researchers say they let honeybees smell sample infections in a lab, and then they gave them sugar water as a treat. But when the bees smelled samples without the virus, they got nothing. The team says the bees eventually learned to stick out their tongues as soon as they smelled an infected sample, essentially identifying a COVID-19 case within seconds. But don't worry, for now, most people are sticking with more traditional ways of diagnosing people. And by the way, bees are not the first animals to detect COVID-19 by scent. Some researchers have also trained dogs to identify positive COVID cases as well. This weekend, world leaders and top performers are coming together for a global concert special called Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. Demi Lovato is hosting. It also includes performances by Jennifer Lopez, The Foo Fighters, Eddie Vedder, and others. More stars like David Letterman, Chrissy Teigen, and Sean Penn will make appearances. And the special will include messages from presidents, prime ministers, and even the Pope. Organizers have a few goals with this. One, inspire people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Two, raise money to help supply vaccines to poorer countries that are still struggling to get them. And three, to call on leaders to make sure vaccines are accessible everywhere. The relief organization Global Citizen is sponsoring the event. Already, it says the Vax Live campaign has received more than $53 million in pledges, and that'll go to pay for more than 10 million doses. Fully vaccinated healthcare workers were invited to attend this weekend's concert. It was actually pre-taped last Sunday, but it will air tomorrow night on several networks like ABC, CBS, and Fox, and will also be streamed on YouTube. You might start seeing a lot more content on social media meant to fight anti-Asian bias. There's a new online campaign called See Us Unite. The new Asian American Foundation is behind it, along with a lot of big-name Asian American celebrities. For example, actor Daniel Dae Kim, musician Her, Olympic skater Michelle Kwan, and a lot more. Videos online show them sharing stories of hate and explaining how people can be an ally for Asian Americans like them. Organizers also want to raise money that will go toward community organizing, education, and support for the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. This all comes as anti-Asian violence has been surging around the U.S. A recent study found the number of reports of hate crimes against Asian Americans has gone up 164% in the first few months of 2021 compared to the same time last year. For the first time, it's now possible to make money directly from tweeting. Twitter is testing a new feature called Tip Jar. Basically, it lets Twitter users accept money from their followers. Here's how it works. A dollar sign icon will appear next to the follow button on a user's profile page. They can then pick which payment platforms to accept money on. And Twitter says it will not be taking a cut. For now, anyone using Twitter in English can send money, but you just can't get the money if you're not already part of an initial test group. But Twitter says more on this is coming soon. Here's a bit of nostalgia for anyone who grew up in the 80s and 90s. Remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Well, now that game is one of four just added to the World Video Game Hall of Fame. The other three games added were Microsoft Flight Simulator, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. The AP says the games were honored for their influence on popular culture and the video game industry. Some of the games that just missed the cut this year included Guitar Hero, Call of Duty, and Farmville. Anyone can nominate a game for the Hall of Fame, but the final decision is voted on by historians and journalists. A recent one-poll survey found more than 70% of Americans developed a video game habit during the pandemic. Well, this Sunday is Mother's Day, and Americans are expected to spend big on mom this year. The National Retail Federation says Mother's Day spending is expected to top $28 billion overall. That's the highest amount in 12 years. Per person, that breaks out to more than $200 on average. Most people are spending that money on flowers, cards, or taking mom somewhere fun. But if you still need to buy a last-minute gift, we have some links to deals in today's episode notes. And we'll be sending a couple ideas out in today's Friday 5 email newsletter. You can sign up to our weekly email at thenewsworthy.com/email. And of course, we wish all the moms listening a happy Mother's Day. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Lightstream. If you're interested in paying less interest on your credit card balances, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. So that's lower than the average credit card interest rate. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. In fact, many lenders have application or processing fees, but with Lightstream, there are simply no fees. So if you're interested in learning more about this, you can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to see a rate table and a quick calculator, even before you're asked to put in any personal information. Plus, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy, LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/newsworthy. It is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. If you read a comic strip today, you may notice something a little different. A lot of the characters are not wearing pants, but it's for a good, silly cause. This is happening in honor of No Pants Day. The quirky holiday is believed to have started in the 1980s at the University of Texas as a prank. Ever since, it's been held every year on the first Friday in May. And this year, more than 25 cartoonists from competing publications decided to come together and embrace it. And they're stripping their cartoons down to their underwear to draw attention to the need for clothing donations. As the AP reports, charities have not received as many donations as usual since the pandemic started. So some of the cartoons will have clear messaging. For example, the Dennis the Menace comic strip includes a caption specifically asking readers to donate. Others might just wish readers a happy No Pants Day. And that's your Feel Good Friday. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.